All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Tuesday, December 1st. Mitch McConnell did call for more stimulus before the end of the year yesterday. We know that Mitch McConnell has called for lame duck stimulus before. That's nothing new. The issue, of course, with Mitch is that while he wants lame duck stimulus, he doesn't want very much. But the big stimulus news is that today a group of senators, both Democrats and Republicans, is expected to release a new stimulus proposal of nearly $1 trillion. Washington Post is approximating the proposal at $908 billion. Of course, the Post has anonymous sources for people aware of internal negotiations. Among these senators are Democrat Joe Manchin III of West Virginia, Republican Mitt Romney of Utah, and Republican Susan Collins of Maine. On the screen here, you can see the names of all the senators who are reportedly involved in this bipartisan effort. These folks are hoping that this bill could get enough support from members of both parties in the Senate as well as the House to pass Congress and be signed into law by President Trump during the lame duck session and ideally before the end of the year. So what do we think is in this proposal? Post says $300 a week in supercharged unemployment for 4 months. It's not specified if this is retroactive or not. If it is retroactive, I'd bet that it's not very far back into the past given the low price tag on this. $240 billion for state and local liability protections for 6 months for coronavirus-related lawsuits against businesses and other entities. $300 billion for PPP. $40 billion for transit agencies and rental assistance for individuals facing eviction. I'm not sure why those two things are lumped together. $50 billion for healthcare purposes, including testing, tracing, and vaccine distribution. But no stimulus checks. Post is saying that this new effort reportedly leaves out another round of stimulus checks, and that stinks. However, the Post said that aides close to the effort described details as fluid and subject to change. So basically, this is kind of looking to me like a watered-down Mnuchin proposal. For example, state and local. Updated HEROES Act, right? What did they call for? $400 billion, right? $436 billion, I think. Mnuchin in his $1.8 trillion proposal wanted $300 billion, and in his $1.6 trillion proposal, about $250 billion. This new proposal, right, is calling for $240 billion, state and local. Unemployment. Updated HEROES Act wants $600 a week. Mnuchin's final offer was $400 a week. This one comes in at $300 a week. Stimulus checks? Mnuchin and Pelosi essentially agreed on them with perhaps some minor nits, but this proposal does not include stimulus checks. So obviously here, this new proposal, if what the Post is saying about it is anywhere close to the reality, it seems like an appeal to debt-conscious Republican senators. And they even put a little bit of liability protection in there as the cherry on top, right? It's only 6 months, though, not the 5 years that McConnell has been dreaming about. I played you the clip of Republican Senator Roy Blunt yesterday saying that, hey, he might be open to something in the ballpark of half of what Pelosi wants in the updated HEROES Act. Now, something like this new bipartisan proposal might appeal to a guy like that. It might appeal to moderate Democrats who, though they don't like everything in this and probably think it's woefully deficient in many ways, right? They might believe, unlike Nancy Pelosi, that something is better than nothing right now. But if we know anything, we know that Nancy Pelosi is not going to like this proposal. But look, this is a Senate proposal, right? If language gets drafted into a bill, if this thing passes the Senate, getting enough support for moderate Democrats as well as Republicans who agree that something needs to be done, just not something in the ballpark of $2.4 or $2.2 trillion. If this thing passes the Senate, it could put pressure on the House to push this thing through in the first 2 weeks of December here before the House leaves, right? Because if something isn't done by then, it ain't getting done. However, I am fully expecting Nancy Pelosi to release a statement, just like Democratic leadership did with the Problem Solvers Caucus proposal. I am fully expecting Pelosi to release a statement condemning this proposal and describing it as woefully inadequate, which would likely cause many Democrats to fall in line, so to speak. So we'll see. I'm not super excited about this proposal, right? For one thing, no stimulus checks. For another thing, it is kind of just pandering to Republican senators, and Pelosi will probably not like the whiff of that. Just real quick, on COVID-19, 167,759 new cases yesterday with 1,265 deaths. The Pfizer vaccine has been submitted for European Union approval, which could come by the end of the year. Dr. Scott Atlas, who was a big fan of herd immunity, has resigned from the White House Coronavirus Task Force More good news on the vaccine front. It's reported that no one who received Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine in clinical trials developed a severe case of COVID-19. Some people who received the vaccine did get COVID-19, right? So that's why the overall efficacy has been reported at 94.1% or 95%, right, or something like that. But at least in the trials, in terms of protecting against severe cases of COVID-19, the efficacy was 100% in the trial. So that's very promising. All right, everybody, that is my update for today. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.